Good morning. High pressure is keeping the weather dry and pleasant across interior New York and New England, and with a clear start, a wide range of temperatures ranging from the 30s into the lower 40s this morning. But everyone with mostly sunny skies and a developing southwesterly breeze, which will increase through the afternoon, will climb through the 40s and 50s and into the lower to mid 60s on average for daytime highs. The ridge at the surface will combine with a broadening and strengthening ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere for the next several days to produce a unseasonably warm and dry stretch of weather for the rest of the week and into the upcoming weekend. With that, we'll look for mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-60s on Friday, full sunshine on Saturday and Sunday with highs in the middle and upper 60s, more sun on Monday in the mid-60s, and some clouds will mix in on Tuesday, but it will stay dry with highs in the upper 60s, perhaps even flirting with the 70-degree mark. At that point, we'll finally see the next system head in our direction with the chance of rain on Wednesday, leaving temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s for daytime highs. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an unusually expansive ridge of high pressure continues to deliver fine autumn weather across a large portion of the country, with above normal temperatures extending just about from coast to coast. In fact, the warmth across the desert southwest, northern Rockies, and the northern plains will continue to be near or above record levels for the next couple of days. Meanwhile, near and slightly above normal temperatures across the east into the deep south will make for very pleasant autumn weather. However, a major change in the upper level pattern is in store for the west, as a low pressure system is forecast to develop across the interior sections by Friday. The cold air associated with a deepening upper trough is expected to change rain to wintry precipitation, especially for the mountainous terrain from the Sierra Nevada into interior Oregon and parts of Nevada behind an active cold front. Meanwhile, a surge of cold air from Canada will bring wintry precipitation into northwestern Montana. Mainly rain will spread across the Pacific Northwest in response to this system, then push into the Intermountain region today. But as the aforementioned cold upper trough moves quickly toward Northern California tonight, rain is forecast to change over to snow in the interior mountains. Over the northern and central high plains, blustery winds combining with very warm and dry conditions will raise the fire risk across this area into the latter portion of the day. Across South Florida, the chance of tropical downpours and thunderstorms will gradually increase during the next couple of days as a long fetch of Atlantic moisture north of a stationary front will lift north as Eta, once a major hurricane, is forecast to move back over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and regenerate. At Mount Washington, 60 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a west wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 37, 71% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.35 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Winter Haven, California, to a low of 2 below zero at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 27. The average temperature, 42, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 35 hundredths of an inch for the month and 30.02 inches for the year, which is 3.57 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month and 1.2 inches for the season, which is 8-tenths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1994, and the record low, 17, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:42 p.m. 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-60s. More sunshine Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny in the mid-60s on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s to near 70 on Tuesday. And a chance of rain on Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.